अर्थात जनेशु अभिज्ञेश अभिज्ञा जनेशु नॉट एक्ट बैड डे सुखदेव गोस्वामी नारद मुनि और आचार्य रामायण का नो रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ द ग्रेट इंडिया हाउ मेनी आई मीन दिस वन हाउ दैट कैन बी चेंज्ड.
Higher than any other.
Oh, yes. That was not Muhammad.
But I was told that the Sudarshan Chakra was Muhammad Parakrama and Muhammad Satyajivarana. That's the general Kalpana. That's he said, very powerful.
Yes. And you see, in relationship with God is powerful. But the name, he said, was powerful.
And the word Om has been praised in the Upanishads.
Yes.
But
Om is Pranava Sarvade Deshu. Krishna says that Raso Om Apsupam Seva Pralasni Sarvishu. Pranava Sarvadevi. Pranava is Omkar. Sarvadevi is who? The Pranava I am. That is sound representation of Krishna.
And that one word as a mantra, is it not the highest sort of word?
No. Hetu is Krishna. That this pranama is the sound representation of Krishna, then it is all right. If you think it is separately powerful than Krishna, that is Dharma Pura.
I understand.
If you accept it, as Krishna says, that I am pranama, so if you remember Krishna by chanting Om Kar, then it is all right.
Otherwise, Om is only given to sannyasis.
Not necessary.
Not necessary.
It is not necessary. Anyone chanting Vedic mantra, he has to begin with Om.
No, Om has to begin with all mantras begin with Om.
So, Sarva Vedic.
So, all the Vedic mantras.
Sarva Vedic. There is a beginning. That's why we. Then Bhagavad. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Etad Aksharam Brahma, Etad Aksharam Brahma, Etad Aksharam Vyatva Yad Icchati Tasya.
Difficulty is that we consider Krishna is different from us.
That is a mistake.
That is it.
But then Krishna is not different from us.
This omkar as Krishna's sound representation, there is a.
Then it is a good chanting Krishna.
Yes.
But it does not give.
But because Krishna is remembered, if you say omkar as Krishna's sound representation, then Krishna is there.
But Krishna is three letters, Om is one.
That doesn't matter.
And the last minute when you are dying, you
can go with. Still not serious. All that. With that, sovereignty, I would say, Advaita was sitting on Ananta. So, the death of Krishna advises for the beginner, just try to remember me in this way. Rasoham Apsupam. I am the state and the world. This is what anyone who drinks in quite strikes for time. So when you drink water, the taste satisfies your thirst. So you should remember, this taste is different. Very different.
When you eat food, that also, the taste is personal.
No, especially of the water. It's fried everything.
But water?
But especially the delicate venture. The taste of the water. So you remember this.
Okay. So every time you drink water.
Yes. You can remember this. What is the law? And what is the law?
No.
But you follow Krishna's wisdom. Yes, you know. There is no division to meet up this about.
Why do you do this?
Everything Prabhupada speaks, we certainly go. And then everyone in the world can listen.
Someone said that the word Om is given to sannyasis and it
speaks to Krishna. Krishna does not say.
It's not so.
Someone we don't take after it. Someone. There are someone, so many someone. We don't care for it. What Krishna says, yes. Yes.
But this Kakupina said.
Yes.
Praises Om. He said Avalambanam Shrestham. He said Avalambanam Param. He said Avalambanam Glasva. Brahma Loki Mahiyatri.
Yes, Upanishad is giving lesson. Counter part of this material because just like you are stressing on Omkar, because you do not give much importance to Krishna. In the material world, Krishna, they think Krishna is one of the historical person. Abhijanasi man mura, manasim kanvas. So Upanishad is teaching in an indirect way about the importance of Krishna. Upanishad, to bring it nearby, because we have got so many material concepts that if we say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will not like it. Therefore, Omkar is Krishna, that you are giving lesson on Omkar. Although Krishna and Omkar is not different, but you would not like Krishna. In your present position, you would not like Krishna's name.
Why?
No, therefore you are pressing.
No, I have read all this, and I am trying to reconcile.
So that is for the, your file.
The reconciliation is there, Om is Krishna, Krishna is
Om. So, if Krishna, if you are convinced, then what is the objection of Hare Krishna?
No.
Why should you bring so many objection?
Krishna is Bhagavan, sir.
Yeah. That is fair.
It is answered.
Because I do not like, therefore, Upanishad will give another chance. It's chance won't come. That is it. Because unless one is completely purified, he cannot understand Krishna. Jisam tu antaratam papam janana punna karmana te danda mohan devmukha bhajanti maam jiru. Krishna bhajan is possible when one is completely free from all kinds of sinful actions. So, not everyone is free from sinful activities. Therefore, the indirect way. Otherwise, Upanishad is vague.
Based.
And Krishna says, Vedaitya sarvai ahamiva vidyam. By studying Vedas, Upanishads, if you do not understand Krishna, that means your study is not complete. Bahunam janmanamante jnanamana maham bhagavad. After studying these indirect incarnation of Krishna. When one is actually learned wise man, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva was Sarvamiti, Samahatma, Sudhuya. That is very rarely. This is bad. So if one is intelligent, that if one is the most intelligent person, after many, many births, one has to surrender to Krishna. One and be intelligent. But then I work for many, many births, and that is interesting.
Sri Krishna Sarvamiti.
Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is intelligence. But that intelligence is not possible for ordinary person. Samahatma Sudhuddha. One gets this intelligence, such kind of Mahatma is very, very rare to come. To get it immediately, Aya Krishna Sarvamiti, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is very difficult. Manushanam sahasir, kacchi jadati siddha. Yatatama pi siddhanam, kacchi deji mahatma. It's not easy to understand this, but to accept this as all is not. Vasudeva. But if you get it, you are conscious.
And the only way to attain is reciting the name.
Yes. Krishna said, Manmana Abhavat Bhakta Pajya Nimaan Namus. Do that. Therefore the temple is there. Everyone may come and see Krishna and think of him. What is the reason? But he will not come. He has concluded that Krishna is Nirata. God is Nirata.
Then Krishna will not come.
Well, Krishna, whatever you think, that is your business. If Krishna is there everywhere.
He is Nirakar and Sakar.
Nirakar means he has no material Akar. That is Nirakar. Akar means we have got just like our conception of you. So this Akar is a material Akar. It is not a real life. Jainas means the thought, the real person is within the body. But we have no connection with the real body. We see this outward. It's the same, is there, is
how to find the, how to get to the Atman, the real body.
That is the first discussion in Bhagavad Gita. The first one try to understand. But he is a person. So, because we have no eyes to see, then immediately, so many live in this way, because we cannot directly perceive. So then you can have some idea. It is not material. Because matter, children, any matter, it can be destroyed, it can be cut into pieces, it can be melted in fire, it can be awesome. So when we cannot understand things, it is living in the definition of being.
But then it's much better to worship in God in form.
Yes, that is intelligence.
That's
if we accept Krishna immediately, manmana bhavat, then your life is accepted. Krishna says, manmana bhavat bhakta, madhyadi manus, mami vaishasi, asamkha. He said, And then nothing just Abu Yanan Kimaran Rah. This guy is a historical person who doesn't think of him. I can think of Omkar. He cannot think of Omkar, he can hear. And as soon as they think of Omkar, it comes forth, there is no personal.
No personal.
It again becomes personal. Because they want to avoid personality. And as well as think of him, it becomes a jamsam job. Krishna, Udhikagara Krishna, Abhakyasakta Krishna. They cannot think of Abhakta, impersonal. But they are trying to think of, and that is only jamsam job. Krishna, Krishna, Eva, Ushishati, such attack means he can simply guess the result of the hard endeavor. Yes. It doesn't get any substance.
So with faith except the...
No, faith is bad. Faith is blind.
Faith is blind?
Yes. Faith is good knowledge, that's nice. If you have good knowledge of Krishna and you have faith, that is very good. But if you, just like Maharaji, they say, imagine this guy is God. They say, imagine. Huh?
That is no good.
That's no good.
Wonderful.
Kalpana. They say kalpana. Kalpana vitakaya brahmas rupa kalpana. Rup kalpana. But Krishna rup is not kalpana. It is bad. So kalpana is not faith, it is blind. That means imagine some thought of this. And therefore gradually they come down to the position that any form you imagine as God, that is all right. They come to this degradation.
If you can, any form...
Yes. Any form imagine that he is God, that you be successful. They say like.
I think I've taken too much time.
I'm going to have 6.
Well, so that's like the next.
If you were. Get any Prabhupada's books.
I have got one. I bought all the volumes of translations. I bought all of them. But some of them have not arrived from the United States. And I have a copy of these.
You are staying in New Delhi?
I stay in the hay and come to New Delhi when there are no cases. Holland. Yes.
That is the international port?
Yes, the port is located, the headquarters.
I went somewhere. That is also international. In Geneva, I think.
In Geneva is another headquarters of the. Of the United Nations.
Yes.
New York, Geneva. But the headquarters of the court is in the Hague.
So I went to that place in Geneva.
In Geneva, but so many specialized agencies of the United Nations.
Do you think United Nations is making any tangible progress?
Sir, it at least brings people together under one umbrella to discuss. If you did not have that...
But discuss us, that I have already explained.
Sir, maybe, but if you don't discuss, you fight.
No.
Because if A and B don't meet at all,
no.
Then they will have the struggle.
If you have no idea how to come to the conclusion,
Chirana Vichinda. Whatever has God discussing, it will never come. We do not know what is the end. Nothing we do, Sartha, the thing he is known. Durasayadi Bahira Samadhi.
Maybe so, but if two people, instead of coming to blows, come together to talk,
no, they will not
step in the right direction.
No, right direction, because he does not know, is it?
They both want to have peace, so they will try to...
Everyone wants that, but if he does not know how to attain peace, then go on discussing forever. That is why.
But it is still a step in the...
I don't think there is any...
Otherwise, what if you...
Otherwise, there is, but you don't take, how can you? Otherwise, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated. Bhoktaram janpatavasam sabalvukam hastaram suidam sarvabhutaram yatraam shantim. This is what. But if
that realization does not dawn, till that
realization... There is another.
So, it's better to bark than to fight.
Then that is your satisfaction, you can do that peacefully.
One day after bhakti, they will come.
No, exactly. It should happen. Let it be known. That will never come. If you do not know, what is the aim? That is said there. This is a mad hope. That by this external exhibition of manipulation of energy, they will come to peace. Nati vidu sattva the thing he is me. Durasayaji bhatiratsama. Or the answer go he. Andhadatandhi rupaniyavana. This kind of leading is made by the blind leaders. See, if the leaders are blind and the followers are blind, what is that will be?
That is true, sir, but that stage has not come. One day it will come.
Yes.
But till that stage and that realization of...
No, stage is there. But if the obstinate person do not take it, yet it is clearly said that practitioner said, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, I am the proprietor of all the lands, all the planet. So how can you say no? There must be someone proprietor.
But then God Himself has created the ego in man.
No. He has
created, he is also the creator.
No, he has created ego. That is a fact. But you are utilizing the ego in a different way.
Because the realization is not there.
He is giving intelligence, but you are not accepting.
Maybe so.
Yes. That is the reason. He has come to give you instruction. Jalajalaya hidanmasadulayu. When you forget, there is blinding, discrepancy, and the discharge of your duty. He comes to give you instruction, but you don't accept. Now can be done. The teacher is giving you instruction, but you don't accept. Then how will you get? This is good. Murana Vijana Timani Bhaparamapur. They do not accept. They will write comments on Bhagavad Gita in their own way. You see? Therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yes. As it is. Don't comment in their own way. You will not get any problem. But take for example, any law, government law. Can I comment in my own way?
No.
Then, why you comment?
The law is for them for obedience.
Uh-huh. Similarly, if you accept Krishna, the Supreme Law, then whatever you accept, they shall all do this. Sarva-mayitam-vitanamante. That's what they should say. Whatever you are saying, Keshava, I accept them in total. That is the answer.
I found this more than